On many college campuses, single-use plastic straws are coming to an end. We're talking about a program at the UW La Crosse on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Plastic straws are polluting our already plastic-choked oceans. The Ocean Conservancy's 2017 International Coastal Cleanup uncovered more than 600,000 plastic straws in beaches and waterways around the world. What do you do to manage your plastic usage? What sustainable measures do you follow? Join in at 800-642-1234. Megan Severson is State Director for the Wisconsin Environment. That's an affiliate of the citizen advocacy organization, Environment America. Megan, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
And Haley Jarecki is here. She's Vice President of the UW La Crosse Student Association. She's also a senior studying geography and environmental science. Haley, thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you for having me as well.
Well, Haley, let's start with you. Where did the idea to have this program on the UW La Crosse campus start?
So it started when I was running for vice president for Student Association last May in 2018 as part of our platform for our campaign across campus. And so Ben and I, who was running for president with me, we really spread the idea as a platform to run on. And it really started to catch the attention of students across campus with sustainable actions, which is really exciting to see a majority of UWL students so engaged in sustainability on campus.
And so the thing is here is that on the UW La Crosse campus, you don't see these single-use plastic straws.
Not anymore, nope. So because with our platform, we were able to pursue that into some campus legislation, per se. So we put a referendum out there in fall of 2018 to the entire campus body, and they voted, and 86% of students said, no, we don't want to use single-use straws. And so that's kind of the first step that we've taken, and now we have it's kind of a pseudo ban, so we still have them upon request in case there's some dietary needs or other restrictions. However, for the most part, we're not offering with any drinks, with a few exceptions.
How have you managed the needs of some people who do need to use straws?
You know, it has been a little bit of a hitch trying to figure that out. There are certain food items like smoothies that do require a straw. And so we do have our dining services on campus looking into other options and alternative options that aren't plastic. So something like a paper straw, or there's even to go so far as like the pasta straw that's out there, which is pretty interesting, but also taking into account cost effectiveness.
Wait, what's the pasta straw?
You know, I've it's been one of those phenomenons running around on Facebook and other platforms that is very interesting, but maybe not potentially useful for campus.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Well, Megan, let's look broadly at the impact of single-use plastics in the state, like straws. What do we know about the effects?
Sure. Well, first, let me just say, you know, congrats to Haley, and thanks so much for having this be a great way to start or to continue this conversation. I think there are a lot of just great examples of youth leaders like Haley that are really setting ambitious expectations for what we should be doing as a state. So thanks so much, Haley. You know, plastics are really cheap and convenient. They're a big part of what's driven our consumer economy, right? So this encourages us to make, use, and toss at the greatest possible speed. And we often don't think twice about the convenient products that we're using before we're throwing them away. So single-use plastics really dominate this space, especially plastic straws. In the United States, we consume an estimated 175 million disposable plastic straws every day.
Wait, every day?
Every day.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's a lot. And the negative effects of plastic straws have been very well documented. You mentioned before this show, you know, the sea turtle. I think a lot of people saw the video of scientists extracting a plastic straw from a sea turtle's nose. But plastic fragments are in, you know, they've been found in over 600 species, including 86% of sea turtles and almost half of all seabird and marine mammal species. Some of the impacts in Wisconsin, there's a study that came out that showed that even microplastics were found in beer that's made from water coming from the Great Lakes. So despite being used only once, plastic straws, like all plastics, persist in the environment for hundreds of years. And then often, yeah, break into these smaller plastics called microplastics. So, you know, it might seem innocuous, but these small items easily escape landfills into our streams and our lakes. They ultimately make their way to the oceans. So really, really pervasive in our society.
We're talking with Megan Severson of Wisconsin Environment and Haley Jarecki of UW-La Crosse's Student Association, talking about single-use plastics in Wisconsin. And there's a line for you at 800-642-1234. What do you think of banning or cutting back on single-use plastics? Has this worked for you? Do you think twice about using a straw? Call in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. Haley, what has the effect been on your campus of not using plastic straws, except under certain circumstances? What has been the impact money-wise and trash, etc.?
So, and this is funny. We were just talking about this, how because plastic straws, they're only 0.025% of the total plastics that are used throughout the world. So we haven't really seen a huge cost decrease because plastic straws are very cheap, which is part of the problem. And so because of that, and it's also hard to gauge a big number with the university because we buy them in bulk in the beginning of the year. So, and especially until next year, again, we don't have certain numbers quite yet. However, you do see a decrease used across campus, which is really encouraging. So we do we try to make it accessible to students to buy alternative options like a metal straw. So we've had various campaigns through student organizations offering them for free for attending an event, or through the bookstore we have them for sale. Most importantly, this has started a larger campaign of looking at single-use plastics in general. So now from this ban, we've had several committees and ad hoc committees and groups pop up that have now dealt with future decisions like plastic bags on campus, so making sure we're banning those. We just started a recycling program with Trex, which is a company that takes plastic bags and then turns them into benches that we can put on campus, and so students can bring them in from all over, and as long as we get enough, then we'll be able to have this cool bench on our campus that says, hey, look what we can do, and then hopefully that'll be a continuous program. So I think that's really the biggest result we've seen out of the ban, is it's really just bringing more attention to it. Even if we're not making the biggest impact with just straws, it's really a conversation starter of what else we can do.
Well, Haley, lots of trends do start on college campuses. What are you seeing with your friends in terms of using metal straws? Do you see them around campus? Is it catching on at all?
Yeah, it really is. I would say, I think the biggest thing is, well, I forget to bring it with me. And so I think anecdotally, that's kind of the biggest hitch we run into. And so the coolest solutions I've seen, and a lot of me and my friends, a lot of what we use are the ones that you can attach to our keychain. So you have, it's a collapsible little metal straw, and it puts on your keychain, and then it has a little container that comes with it with a little mini brush in there. So you have cleanliness on the go. And it's really convenient because then I can't say that, oh, I forgot my straw. And I can't use the excuse as convenience anymore because it's with me every day. So that's one of the best things to do. I think that is the biggest excuse you hear is, oh, well, I have a reusable mug, but I forgot to bring it with me. And it's getting to a point now that excuse is no longer valid. And I get sick of hearing it.
Well,
there's so much we can do.
Megan, what challenges are part of managing plastic in Wisconsin?
Well, there's, when it comes to the plastic, the amount of plastic that we have in the state, there are a lot. I think, you know, to Haley's point about starting a conversation, it's true, plastic straws are not the only plastics, and it's one piece. But it is so important that we, you know, reduce our plastic consumption and be thinking beyond plastic. In Wisconsin, we have, you know, we really have seen, well, even across the country, just a massive increase in plastic production. So since, Earth Day was last week, or just a week ago.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Since the first Earth Day in 1970s, over the last 49 years, plastic production has increased more than tenfold, from roughly 35 million to 400 million tons annually. Roughly half of that plastic is used for packaging or other single-use products. And, you know, recycling is good, but it only gets us so far. I think the much more common sense thing to do in Wisconsin is to look at the ways we can actually reduce the plastics that we're using. Because, you know, if we use less, we won't have to recycle as much. And it's that simple. And then there are lots of ways in which Wisconsin needs to do better even when it comes to recycling. We compiled a report last fall that found that Wisconsin is one of the more wasteful states in the nation based on recent data. Only Madison and Waukesha have managed to surpass the national average recycling rate of 34.7%. You know, I think gathering comprehensive data is really crucial to understanding the problems, establishing goals and making improvements. And, you know, so far, Wisconsin hasn't established any statewide goals for waste reduction, recycling or compost. Another challenge is more when it comes to sort of the international trade of waste and recycling products. So Wisconsin has an opportunity right now to address its excessive trash output and catch up with other states when it comes to waste. A lot of folks heard of recent changes in international waste trade have opened up a new window of opportunity, especially when it comes to China's recyclables.
We're looking at efforts at UW La Crosse and plastics with Megan Severson of Wisconsin Environment and Haley Jarecki of UW La Crosse's Student Association. You have a line, 800-642-1234. What do you think of banning single-use plastics? Have you made changes in your life around plastic? Call in, tweet us, WPR Mornings. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. We're checking in on plastic straw bans on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. California became the first state to enact a statewide ban on plastic straws in sit-down restaurants last year, with the stipulation that customers can still request one. And major chains like McDonald's, Starbucks have all gotten on board. Closer to home, Miller Park is no longer handing out straws as of last week. But people with disabilities have spoken out on social media, noting that many with disabilities rely on plastic straws to drink. We're looking at how UW La Crosse is handling its ban on plastic straws with your insights along the way. What do you do to manage your plastic usage? What sustainable measures do you follow? And are you someone with limitations who relies on the use of straws? What is your reaction? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Megan Severson is State Director for Wisconsin Environment, which is an affiliate of Environment America. And Haley Jarecki is with us, who sits on the UW La Crosse Student Association. Let's go to the phones now with Mike joining us from La Crosse. Hi, Mike.
Hi there. How's it going this morning?
Going well. So what do you think of this conversation?
Well, I'm all for it. I love recycling. I love repurposing, specifically repurposing plastics in large containers for gardening and lawn care. I have a rain barrel, and I'm always on the lookout for large containers for gardening use. And I was wondering if your guests had any insight further than just rain barrels or using them as starters for plants, if there's any other way we can reuse plastics for that purpose.
Megan?
I think that's a great question, and to me, it, you know, I think it just there's limitless opportunities for how to utilize, especially those types of plastics that are intended for, or you know, that can be used for gardening. I think when it comes to some of the packaging, the single-use throwaway items that can't be or are more difficult to recycle, that's really some of the most problematic plastics that we've been really studying.
Yeah, Megan, what are some local examples, some bright spots you see in recycling?
There are so many great examples locally of what's being done. So obviously, the UW La Crosse ban on straws. there are also a lot of businesses and local communities that are, you know, doing efforts. So the grocer chain Kroger, which is the parent company of Pick and Save and Roundy's, announced last year that it plans to phase out its single-use plastic shopping bags by 2025. There are restaurants like Cafe Mana in Brookfield, which uses no plastic or styrofoam and uses compostable takeout containers. And then there are groups of folks coming together, like the students at UW-La Crosse, but in communities around the state to try to assess how they're going to tackle waste. So folks in Racine have formed the Racine Zero Waste Commission, which is a group of municipal governments, manufacturers, businesses, nonprofits, and residents all working to reduce and eliminate the waste stream into their landfill.
Haley, have you talked with other UW system schools, student leaders, about what you're doing at UW-La Crosse and seeing if you can replicate it elsewhere?
Yeah, so we have a monthly meeting across the state where all student leaders get together and kind of talk about common issues and issues of, and because we were the first school to pursue this in the UW system, a lot of campuses have asked us, so how is that even possible? How did that start? Which is great, because then we are able to share our successes and our challenges with other schools. But more attention has really been drawn to our Green Fund, which is a student-elected fee to pay towards sustainable action on campus. And so we were really the pioneers for that 10 years ago in 2008. Our leaders of the Student Association came up with this idea that we want students, this is a priority for students to have sustainability action on campus, so let's have a fund and let's have some resources available to make that happen. And so other schools have really come up to us and asked, how does this work? Other schools have been able to use our bylaws and our projects as examples. So one really great example is a couple of years ago, we put low flow shower heads in our residence halls. And so it's really gotten the conversation started again, what the projects are that we can do and being creative for such a large campus and something that can be shared across the campus or across the state.
And how much do students pay into the Green Fund per semester?
So per semester, it's between $5 to $7. So it's a maximum of $7. This year, students are paying in $5, depending on enrollment. So we're at pretty high enrollment at UWL. So we've got about $5 per student is paid toward this fund.
And then when you use those dollars in the fund to pay for these projects around campus, like low-flow shower heads?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Well, let's go back to the phones now with Alice joining us from McHenry, Illinois. Hi, Alice.
Hi there. One comment I would like to make, I always have to chuckle when people are concerned about plastic straws, and that is, you know, we used to drink out of cups all the time. What is wrong with drinking out of the paper cup? I think California's ideas are great. Their practice, they offer a straw for those people who need to have one, and people can ask for one, but it's not automatically given to them. Anything in plastic bags, I think we can take our own and go back to the car and pick them up if we forgot to bring them in.
So,
that's my comment.
Alice, thank you for that comment. And where did we become so reliant, Megan, on plastic straws?
It's a great question, and I would combine it with straws and single-use plastics. I mentioned earlier that, you know, our consumer-driven economy has really, over the decades, encouraged us to make, use, and toss as rapidly as possible. That also goes for things like electronics. So I think that we're now at this point where we have this abundance of plastics. It's harming our wildlife and our waterways, our health. We're paying for it. You know, we're paying for just all these extra products that don't really need to be there. And so I think we really need to be reducing our plastic consumption and thinking beyond plastics. Bands like this at UW-La Crosse are great conversation starters because we need our leaders at local, state, and the federal level to take action to eliminate the most common and hazardous single-use plastics. I would lump in plastic straws, but also polystyrene foam takeout containers and single-use plastic bags. Unfortunately, the legislature passed a state law in 2016 that prohibits local governments from banning or charging a fee or regulating packaging. But until that's possible, I think there are so many things that businesses, schools, and universities can do to cut this plastic waste pretty dramatically.
And Megan, what does this look like on the world stage? You had mentioned China and the impact of recycling we do here and how that relates around the world. Can you connect us?
Yeah, this is fascinating. So, you know, for decades, cities throughout the United States sent millions of tons of scrap material to China to be recycled. This past year, China effectively stopped accepting our waste, claiming it was too contaminated and unsellable for recycling. So with basically nowhere to go, you know, recyclables have been piling up in sorting facilities throughout Wisconsin and many other states. This has increased service costs, decreased revenue, and in some cases led to recycling collectors to stop their services. I will say this also, though, brings opportunity for Wisconsin. Nationwide recycling brings economic benefits in the form of about $1 billion in wages. Wisconsin has an opportunity right now to develop its recycling economy through expanded collections, sorting, and end market solutions that were previously provided by China. There's some great examples in Green Bay with Green Bay Packaging Inc. The city of Kenosha is hoping to introduce automated recycling system, and Milwaukee is considering investing in new sorting equipment. So there are lots of good examples.
Things around the corner.
Exactly. Yeah.
Megan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Megan Severson is State Director for Wisconsin Environment, which is an affiliate of the citizen advocacy organization Environment America. And Haley, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. Always love talking about it.
Haley Jarecki is the Vice President of the University of Wisconsin La Crosse Student Association. We've been talking about their ban on plastic straws as they move forward. This is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to the Ideas Network.